guessing, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning, guys. Roger, that's a pretty funny line about Arkansas playing Cornell in tennis. Throw out the record books. I like that. And, of course, for Arkansas tennis, you can throw out the record books anyway.
Well, that's why we're glad.
And sing.
I think this is going to be one of our more important interviews with Rick, because nobody knows the history of Razorback tennis probably as well as you do, going back, obviously, probably the high point of tennis is back when in the 70s and 80s. And so you were there. So first of all, let's just talk about this whole situation. What are your thoughts, Rick?
Well, there are a lot of things go through my mind on this. Number one, I did research this, and to the best of my ability, I have not found that any other SEC school has cut any sports.
Okay.
That's alarming, because that means you're talking about Arkansas is so desperate to win in football that they're doing something that nobody else in the SEC, even others who are desperate, have not done yet. I think, and I shared this yesterday, if college sports is supposed to be what college sports is supposed to be, then that is a terrible thing to have happen.
Agreed.
Because college sports is supposed to be for the student athletes, which is still a term you can use, to be able to compete and represent your school in several sports, and it has always been that football is the breadwinner, but it has supported the rest of the sports. If at Arkansas football and basketball can no longer support other sports, then you got a major problem. And you can say, yeah, okay, well, now we got the money to do football, okay, because everybody loves football. How many people in our listening audience could even name one of the men's or women's tennis players?
Right.
Probably not many, but nonetheless, then you think also of the fact that I don't think this is the case at Arkansas, but it would be at several schools, that there are individual athletes who are being paid more than they spend on the entire men's and women's tennis program.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
And so all of that says that's not a good deal. So if you're going to be a college sports program, that is not a good move. If you are a business, then basically you should have 5 or 6 sports at the most, because then football could support everything and basketball could support everything. And basically with the revenue they make from those two sports, and it used to be baseball was revenue. Evidently it's not anymore. It doesn't make
losing
money anymore.
Losing $3 million. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a surprise, but it's still such a popular sport and sells out, you'd have to keep it. But through the business model, that's the way it should be. So the question is a college athletic program, is it part of the school or is it a business? And if it's business, then tennis won't be the last.
Yeah, sure.
And so the next question is, the NCAA currently requires 16 sports to be Division I. That puts Arkansas at 17, so I got to believe there's another sport that's going to be on the chopping block soon. The SEC, when Arkansas came in, I don't know if this is still the case or not, but they required 2 more women's sports than men, and that's to try and neutralize football, which has more scholarships than anything, and give women an opportunity. If that's still the case, then you could chop one. What happened when Arkansas went in the SEC in the 90s, they only had 1 more women's sport than men. So they dropped men's swimming. So that's the last time a sport was dropped. The only other time that I am even aware of that a sport was dropped at Arkansas, and I do not know the history of this, but somewhere around 1930, baseball was dropped. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in the late 1940s, it was reinstated. So that's it as far as dropping sports. The other thing, and Clay Henry wrote this column, and I was thinking it before I even read his column, I know donors are forgotten once they're gone. Mm-hmm. George and Boyce Billingsley were enormous contributors to the athletic department. George Billingsley loved tennis. And David I'm guessing you at least knew who George Billingsley was.
Yeah.
Because every year, back when you couldn't pay athletes, after the senior years, all these Razorback clubs would host events where they could reward players after their career was over. George Billingsley in Bella Vista hosted the one for all the out-of-state seniors.
It's the one I always, Roger, it's the story I always talk about, Sam Walton slipping me a $100 handshake, which was legal at the
time. That's where that was?
Yes. That's where that was. Oh. It was him that did that, yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. So, and George was a big Razorback booster. Just about anything Coach Broyles asked him to do, he would do. And George ran a company called International Tours, which was a touring business. But he quietly, very few knew about this. He did all this work for Sam Walton, went overseas, helped build their businesses. So he was a multi-millionaire. And he loved giving to Arkansas. Well, the tennis facility is the George and Boyce Billingsley Tennis Facility. What are you going to do with that? Turn it into intramurals? And I don't know about his descendants. I don't know if they're still here in the area. But that has got to be a shock to them to see that happen. And so now you could make the other argument, if this is true, that out of all the men's and women's tennis players currently at the University of Arkansas, only one of them is from the United States. Mm-hmm. So you could say, really? So you're building a program for foreign students? So you could make a lot of arguments on that, and maybe that wasn't good either, but that's what it takes to be competitive in tennis. So I've just rambled on all of that, but I think it's
you're doing that in women's golf too. No complaints there with women's golf.
That's right.
You're winning.
That's right. Know. But I think it's a total shock to the system. And if you read Clay Henry's story on talking to Robert Cox and all, you know, you're talking about a lot of people impacted. And yes, in the late 70s and the 80s, Arkansas was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, and they might have had a couple international players, but most of them were from the United States.
It was Chip. I couldn't think of his last name.
Chip Hooper.
Chip Hooper, yeah. Remember, All-American.
Yeah, and he got all the way to the NCAA semifinals. And then Pat Serrett and Peter Dewin,
who went
the won the national championship, doubles championship. But our Arkansas had teams that consistently got to the top 16 of the national tournament, frequently got to the top 8, and I think one time got to the semifinals. So at any rate, I know past is past, and there are those. Was it Justin Moore on this show? Said his daughter asked him one time, has Arkansas ever been any good at football?
Right.
So I know past is past, and you can't recreate that. But I think that is if that is not an indication of what NIL is doing to college athletics. If Arkansas is the only school to drop sports, I will be shocked. I've got to think that there are other athletic departments all over the country thinking we're going to have to consider that as well.
Well, I'd heard through the grapevine yesterday that Cox and others were trying to rally to say, wait a minute, you know, nobody brought us in. We could have helped raise this money, maybe a moot point, but that's also part of the issue too. You know, Hunter Yurchik has no connection to this university. I mean, he doesn't have any history, and so that's why he fired Kevin Traynor. He didn't care. I mean, he's a number. You know, he's doing what he thinks is his job, which is fine. But there's no connection, and the question is, should there be? I think there should be. I think there's something to be said for legacy and history, and if that's what he felt like he needed to do, that's fine. My question is this: did he do his due diligence to make sure and talk to everybody? Did 70? The program's been around what 70 years? Did he talk to others and say, could we find ways to save it? You know, is there a way to do that? And apparently, here's the other thing. Just the optics, Rick. How in the world do you announce that Friday when they're getting ready to do their watch party 3 days later? You know, you wait till the season's over. Just from a PR standpoint, wait till it's over. What does it do you to do that now? I don't know.
Also do that when you've got all these former athletes on campus. You know, Robert Cox found out when he was ready to tee off for the golf tournament with the former athletes. So that's a tough thing to. I can't speak to all that. I think any athletic director, Randy and I have discussed this long before this happened. Can it be any fun to be an athletic director? I cannot imagine it is at any school. And I think just because someone doesn't have a tie to the school doesn't mean they can't do well. I think Jeff Long administratively did some things very well. But he, like you're just talking, I don't know about Hunter's connections. Jeff Long was connected only to the highest donors.
Yeah.
And did he know many people around the state? Not that I know of. And if Jeff thought you could do something for him, he was shaking your hand any time. If he didn't, he ignored you.
Well, and let me say
maybe the same with Hunter. I don't know.
Yeah, and that you know, you make the good point. I'm not saying you can't do a good job not being from here. I'm not from here. But my point is, he doesn't have that connection, and that's part of his. Again, the example was Kevin Trainer as an example. Do you find a way to keep that guy if you know the history of this program? You do. That's my only contention. Do you have to? No, listen, he didn't have. He could care. Listen, if he feels his job is to run this organization when it needs to be run and he needs to get rid of tennis, that's what he should do. But I think there's more to it. I think one of the things that's been a knock against him is his inability to maybe to raise money. That's been a struggle. So maybe instead, maybe like you said, reach out and find more people. Help me out there, y'all. Well, you guys want to do this thing? I need help raising money. You know, help me accomplish these goals. You know.
But you raise money by building relationships.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
And reach out. Coach Broyles, he was magnificent at that, and he built relationships and never asked unless it was really needed. He didn't ask Bud Walton for the money.
Right.
Bud Walton asked him, "What's it going to take to be competitive in basketball? What's it going to take?" And Coach Broyles explained to him the design for Barnhill Arena to raise it to 12,000. He said, and Bud said, "Well, what would it take to build a new arena?" Coach Broyles said, $30 million. He says, "Well, I'll give you 15." And you know, he didn't even have to ask. He went to the Reynolds Foundation when Arkansas was doing its first expansion in football before the 2000 season, and he didn't even know what to ask for. He's sitting there thinking, "Okay, what's this all going to cost?" And they just said, "Well, here, we'll give you $20 million. Because he had those relationships with people before he went in and asked. I've asked, how many times have I asked on the radio? You may not listen to our show. Where are Rob and Jim Walton?
Where are they?
Yeah. Rob Walton is worth $141 billion. He owns the Denver Broncos. He owns 40% of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He owns 10% now of the Colorado Rockies. He owns a cricket team in India, $1.3 billion. Somebody can't get him to give $1 billion to the University of Arkansas. Yeah. He's 81 years old. What's he going to do with $141 billion?
Wow.
His grandkids are taken care of. Everybody's taken care of in his family, and nobody can go to him and convince him that, and he is an Arkansan. Now, he may not be a big Razorback fan, but he is an Arkansan.
Right.
Can you not convince him that for the state of Arkansas, this would be a legacy? Bud Walton Arena's basketball, it should be Sam Walton Razorback Stadium.
Yeah.
Can nobody convince him of that? But it's all about relationships. I guarantee you, if Coach Broyles were alive today and was athletic director, one of those Waltons, Robert Jim, would have been given $1 billion to the athletic department, because Coach Broyles would figure out the need and how to get it done.
Well, and wasn't it true that Bud said, "I'll give you half"? So Frank had to go out and get the other half.
That's those relationships.
And I know you're not saying, "Hey, try to demand all these folks."
No. You can't demand anything.
Well, a bad choice of words.
You've got to make them want to.
Well, and you can't. Yeah, exactly. We can't sit here and, I won't even get into it. It's a tough job to tell somebody how to spend their money. Although, we would like for that to happen. I'm sure the Waltons are hit up because they're all over the world for everything. And that cricket gig, I think that was just in the last month or so that they spent that kind of money on.
That's right.
So my deal is the NIL money, or the NIL can't take this money. So where does it go? What does Hunter Yurcheck do with that money?
Oh, with tennis?
Yeah, the tennis money.
He's going to cover a deficit. That was an interesting statement, saying it's going to be spread throughout the athletic department.
Okay.
It's going to keep the athletic department from losing money.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because they had the story where in, 24, 25, was it? But they had this surplus. It's because the SEC gave extra money to everybody out of its coffers, but that's extra money you're not going to get every year. Arkansas would have been, I think, 1.5, something like that, million in the black without that money.
Okay.
So now you're without that money, and costs have gone up. Yeah. And let's face it. Here's the other thing. It's very sad. There's not a lot of optimism about football right now.
No.
And so, Now, I hope there will be. I enjoyed watching the game. The two things that I grasped, gained from it were they look like they're a little bit more fundamentally sound.
Right.
Only three penalties in the entire thing, and the first one didn't happen until there was 3.5 minutes to go in the what amounted to the second quarter, which was the game. And only one turnover, and that was a miss. The receiver went the wrong way. And so if Arkansas is better fundamentally and doesn't turn the ball over, then can they win six games and get to a bowl game? Yes. But do you think there are people in Arkansas? I know that there's still an optimism out there. It's a great optimistic state. But how many people think that within 5 years Arkansas is going to be in the playoff? I'm guessing the percentage would be very small. And so, therefore, if you don't have that optimism in football, that's where you get your funding. And I know TV's a lot and radio and all that kind of stuff, but you got to sell tickets. And so that's a big deal too. And so they're looking at where can they cut expenses.
Well,
and tennis happened to be where they cut expenses.
Let's bring in Justin Moore, who did his part. And by the way, we've got an echo, I think, at Rick. I don't know, it's on your end. I don't know what we need to do, Roger, but some people are hearing.
Listen, I hate to shrug my shoulders. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Trey Biddy had that yesterday, and I told him he shouldn't be doing his show from the Alps.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, yeah.
Now, Justin Moore got one of the great introductions ever from Quinn Grovey. I don't know if he heard it or not because he wasn't on stage yet, but Quinn just absolutely went overboard talking about how wonderful you are, Justin. And I got to hear your first three songs before I had to go to the radio, so I think it's great that you were there, and I was blessed to get to hear you sing Saturday.
Well, thanks, Rick. I'm glad you enjoyed it for a bit there. It was fun, man. It was what a perfect weather day.
Oh, too. My gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a 10.
Yeah, I mean, Chamber of Commerce weather, I'm telling you. It was amazing, and I thought it was a pretty good turnout, you know. These spring games used to be that they used to be a much bigger deal than they are now, and that seems to be across the board, at least mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it, saw some stuff that I thought was really good, and some stuff that, you know, I'm like, eh, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe
it was nothing
better
spectacular.
In the fall. You know,
yeah,
it was
nothing spectacular.
It was just very vanilla. You know, as you guys obviously know or are aware of. But I thought it was a good day. It was fun. It was for myself personally. It was nice to get to meet Coach for a bit. Seems like a really good guy and solid dude. And so yeah, it was good.
Yeah, he had a chance to go on the bus with Justin, and he was on the show with us on Friday. And Ricky's saying all the right things, so I give him credit for that. And that's all you can do. I don't know if we have the Jimmys and the Joes, as I mentioned yesterday, to be able to beat some of the teams we're going to play. I think we're going to be, as a whole, a better coach team. I think the coaching staff from top to bottom is doing a better job, as you said, fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go back one quick second. Of course, you know what Justin was doing was giving back. So, you know, and Justin's done that quite a bit for the program. You know, I understand, again, you know, Hutter's trying to figure out a way to make this work financially.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm almost looking around going, how do you continue to look and deal with all these programs? Like, we're shocked that baseball's losing $3 million.
Yeah.
Basketball's losing $5 million. Track's losing $9 million. And I get maybe, you know, hey, okay, he's
talking female basketball.
Yes, I'm sorry, female. Okay, thank you. Yeah. And you know, listen, so it seems like this $1.5 million is really just sort of chump change. It's like, wait a minute, we got to figure out a way to stop from losing $9 million in track and field. How in the world do we do that? I mean, is there any answer? I don't know, but that's, to me, that's almost a bigger thing to go, wait a minute, you're cutting sports, it's $2 million, but you got a track and field, it's losing $9 million a year.
Well,
you know, it's crazy.
That's where I said, if you were running it strictly as a business, you weren't a school, strictly a business, you'd have five sports. Only, and you'd only have two women's sports to say you had women's sports, because none of them make revenue.
Right, right.
But your football then would be able to more than carry if you were just doing five sports, and basketball does well too. So that's what you would do as a business. You're right. And yet track, men's and women's combined, have won 55 national championships.
I know.
So what are you going to do? I mean, if your tennis players who've built that program are upset. I'm telling you, you might have a major rebellion with all the track guys that would come back and say, and you're cutting what John McDonald did? And give Lance Harder credit. He won 7 national championships. So how can you cut that program if, again, it's college athletics? If you've turned college athletics into professional athletics, then yes, you got to just
done. I will say this. There's a lot of complaints about the money, you know, that goes with college football. But on the other hand, college football is underwriting. It's basically, if it weren't for college football raising $30 million in the black, yeah, it would be even worse. You know, that would be
it's the NCAA's fault. Football players and basketball players should have been paid something long ago.
Right.
They could have put a cap on it. Say if they'd have said $10,000 a year, we're going to give you over scholarship. Everybody would have jumped for joy.
You kidding? You betcha. I do want to thank Bradford Marine and Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick. Some great dialogue, and thanks for all your insight and conversation, Rick. We appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
All right. Y'all have a wonderful Tuesday.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you
too.